Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Alexander Taylor Show. I'm the one and the only Alexander Taylor himself. Hope everyone's doing well today. I thought it would be a great idea to get an episode out by myself because I haven't in a very long time. Hold on. I don't know why this shit sounded like it was a lot of bass. Hello. Hello, everyone. There we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Alexander Taylor Show. I'm the one and the only Alexander Taylor himself. Hope everyone's doing well today. I thought to myself, let me get an episode out by myself. I haven't done that in a long time. I've had guests on these last few months, and I know the people want to hear from me sometimes. Y'all know the folk want to hear from Alexander Taylor himself and only him. Now, you may not say it, but my brain tells me that. So we're going to act like y'all want me alone on the pod sometimes talking shit. So today, there's several topics I want to get into, and I want to preface this, by the way. I'm trying to work on this multi-camera angle shit, so if it doesn't look, like, perfect, or, you know, it may look a little weird, or something look a little fucking crooked, I apologize. I'm a one-man show, goddammit. I'm a one-man show. I'm hosting and producing three shows, so, you know, sometimes I'm a fuck up. So if this looks a little weird, then I do sincerely apologize. I'm not a videographer. I am not a photographer. I am nothing but a podcaster. I'm not even a podcaster. I'm just a nigga that got a podcast, and I like to talk shit, and that's about it. So, I just want to let everyone know that so they don't look at this shit and be like, what the fuck's going on with the angles? What the fuck's going on with the camera? Why I look crooked? Why the fuck he look darker than normal? Why the fuck he look lighter than normal? Why his hair looks squished with the goddamn headphones? I'm trying to figure out a way. I was finna use some Apple earphones because these motherfucking headphones squish my goddamn head. I got a big ass head and I got a lot of fucking hair, and this motherfucker just squish it and I look like a fucking idiot. So, anyways. First thing I want to get into is the Call Her Daddy podcast drama that's been going on for the last few months. I ain't never listened to Call Her Daddy because I ain't never had a reason to. I don't find a reason to sit down and listen to two women talk about giving the Glock 9000 and sucking dick and fucking. That's not what I listen to. That's not what I really care for. I do commend them because they do a great job. A lot of people talk about them. They get a lot of listens. They've been up there before. I know recently they hit the number one. I don't know if they've been number one before, but from my understanding, they're a pretty popular show. So I got to give them credit. But anyways, they claim on the podcast all the time they're broke. I guess I don't listen to it, but I've been hearing a lot of people say that. So I'm hearing that they claim they're broke all the time. I'm hearing that there's a lot of contractual issues. And finally, we got the real story in the last few weeks from the owner of Barstool. And he basically went on their feed and exposed all the shit that was going on. And I loved every minute of it. It was 30 minutes long. First time I ever even clicked play on any of their episodes. The only time I've seen anything of theirs, like little clips on YouTube. I've never actually sat down and, you know, went on Apple or Spotify and listened to an episode. So, So basically what he said is he found them on Instagram. I believe Alexandria Cooper was the one posting stuff of them two on Instagram. Or maybe they're doing little IGTVs or answering little funny questions or whatever. I actually read an article saying that they were at a bar and they were talking about sex to somebody and they got a crowd and they thought it'd be funny being having a show, and people were telling them if y'all had a show, we'd listen, we'd check it out. So somehow, some way, this show came about. He went to them with the platform for them to be able to get the show out there. And because Barstool has a lot of traction, a lot of attention, they have a lot of listeners. Anytime they put things out, people listen. I'm aware of Barstool. I think vast majority of America is aware who the fuck Barstool is. So in saying that, it's a very big platform. He gave them the platform. And when it started off, obviously neither Alexandria Cooper or Sophia, I don't know her fucking last name, but Sophia, I don't think either of them knew how big it was going to be. And also the owner of Barstool. And I don't know why, but his name has went fucking blank. But anyways, I don't think anyone thought it was going to become what it is now. So in saying that, the contract that they initially had was not, ideal when you get bigger. I think it was $75,000 each And then I don't think they owned any. They didn't own any of the IP, which is usually happens. And for anyone who does any type of content creation, especially podcasting, your IP is like your thing. You know, you own it. That means you can go anywhere with it. That means you are the owner of the content of the show, the concept of the show, and that's it. So when you give your IP to someone or let them have any part ownership of it, they can have a say. So what the fuck's going on? Barstool can really just say fuck both of them and bring two new girls on, and that could be the end of it. So that happened. Then the show got bigger, as some shows do, and they renegotiated the contract, which that's awesome that they were able to even do that. And because of the merchandise sales and the increase of listeners, they renegotiated, and I believe it was for maybe 500,000 each or so. I don't know the specifics all the way, because it kind of is confusing because I'm seeing so many different stories. I'm seeing, you know, Sophia saying one thing. I'm seeing the owner of Barstool say one thing. I'm seeing the New York Post saying one thing. But from what my understanding was, I believe the new contract was, it was a pretty good number, but I think there were still issues with the IP. There were still issues with several other things. And as time went on, they kind of went just downhill. And although they kept claiming they weren't getting paid. Oh, that's, I'm sorry. They were claiming they weren't getting paid, but from what I heard, they were bringing home at least 500 grand each, which is unbelievable. To be a podcaster and you get paid $500,000 and people are like, oh, they live in New York, it's a cost of living. Shut the fuck up. Sorry. But like, come on, bro. $500,000 in any state for podcasting, at least, that's a pretty good number to be like. That's okay. Like, you're not filthy rich drowning the money, but shit, you are. You know what I'm saying? So it's amazing to me that people are acting like they're broke. It's amazing to me they went on their show claiming they're broke and they have no money and blah blah blah. And I'm like, it's a sack of bullshit, bro, because you pay me $500,000 anywhere in the motherfucking world, I'm gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be talking about I'm broke and shit. I wouldn't say I'm broke. I wouldn't say I'm rich, but I'll be like, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of weird that they were putting it out there, that narrative, that they weren't getting paid a lot. And there was a lot of shit going on behind the scenes. No one knew and all this bullshit. But when it come down to it is, Sophia's little boyfriend, they call him Soup Man, was in her ear. He's, I believe, executive HBO Sports. My man was in her ear telling her, hey, look, you could potentially get paid this or that. I could kind of manage it. You know what I'm saying? He's the executive at HBO Sports. No, the guy knows what he's talking about. So he's probably in her ear, probably feeding the information. And what came out of it is she went back to Barstool asking for, I believe, 100% of the IP. So split 50-50 between Sophia and Alexandria. And then other shit too, just crazy shit. And I think a mil each, they wanted $1 million each. So what it came down to is Barstool was going to be getting fucked because Barstool was not going to own any of the IP. They're going to be paying both of them $1 million, which from what the owner says, he has it. He could do it, but it's just the fact of they have all the IP, and that's just kind of fucked because, yes, they are the talent, and yes, you know, they built the show up, but Barstool is what gave them the platform. Barstool was like their foundation for everything. So in saying that, you can't just kind of fuck them and just be like, I want a mil each. Fuck you. I want all IP. And that's it. So from what it comes down to is these two women are having issues internally between each other. And it looks like I wouldn't say the show's coming back. It don't look like it is. If it does, it's going to be kind of awkward. I think they're going to need to take some time off because when they come back and they record for the first time, it's going to be really fucking weird because they're on social media. They're not bashing each other or anything, but I mean, they're saying stuff about each other and there's reports made. It's trending. I mean, there's a lot of people who didn't know Call Her Daddy and now they do. And no one paid attention to Call Her Daddy and now they do. I never paid attention to them. I knew who they were because I know I pay attention to all podcasts just in general because I just like to keep up with what they got going on, contracts, who they get signed to, the content they put out. But I never really sat down and listened to them. But in saying that, a lot of people know who they are now. So now if they do, you know, reconcile everything, it's going to be kind of weird. It's going to be very weird. I do hope the best for them. But this ain't the first time we've seen something like this, whether it's podcasting, whether it's rappers, whether it's whatever it can be, where these contracts get kind of in because the artist, the podcaster, whatever blows up. And then it's like, hey, hold on. Give me my money. Give me this. Give me that. I need my IP. You know, all these things go on. And it sucks because as content creators, you do not know what's going to happen. You do not know if the video you post tomorrow is going to go viral. You do not know if the episode you post tomorrow, everyone's going to listen to it. You do not know. By chance, you can get thousands of listens on one episode, and that could just blow you up from right there. You have no fucking clue. So if somebody comes to you with a contract, trying to give you money, trying to give you the platform, and trying to blow you up, get you merchandise, get you all that shit, you're going to end up taking it because you're doing it for free. I'm doing this for free right now. A lot of other podcasters locally are doing it for free. So I wouldn't doubt if someone went to them or me and they came with, you know, a decent, nice bag and they was like, look, you know, we're going to own certain percentage of IP. We're going to pay you this much, blah, blah. Am I going to just like run and take it? But I'm going to fucking consider it. I'm not going to just run and take it, but I'm going to fucking consider it. And it might get taken if I'm in that position where it had to be like, I had no job or something, or it was just unfortunate circumstances and I had to give up some percentage of my IP or give it all up, then fuck. I mean, a lot of people end up doing it. I think the owner of Barstool even said that a lot of people don't know this, but most of the podcasters on their network don't own any of their IP. So it was amazing that they didn't take the deal. It's amazing that this is still going on, because any average podcaster out here would have took the deal, the last renegotiated contract, at least the mill each and the IP and all that, because he was literally just like, fuck it, you know, I'll even take 6 months off your contract and you can leave early. So for them not to take that blows my damn mind. I don't know what the hell is going on, but I do hope they get that resolved. I don't think they could. I think Alexandria could do the show by herself. I think so. I think she could probably do it by herself with guests. Not, and I don't know a lot about them or the show really, but just from reading, other people who are fans of the show have stated that she does everything. She's the main personality, I guess it seems like. So I could see her, if she's editing the show and she's doing all the groundwork for the show, she could definitely do it on her own. I think she's probably talented enough to do that. Cause if you're talented enough to be able to edit and you have interest in content creation in general, I think I seen her also on her Instagram post an old video like from a long time ago when she was a kid or maybe in her teens, of her trying to make little movies and videos when she was younger. So I think that's in her. I think the content creation and all that's in her. So I could see her coming up with different concept for another show or, you know, doing something else. Sophia, on the other hand, I have no fucking clue. If she gonna let a boyfriend of hers, some random dude, I don't know how long they've been together, but no matter what, I'm calling him a random ass dude because, you know, fuck it. If she's going to let some dude feed her information and I guess twist shit around and make it more difficult for her to, I guess, do her career, her living, then I don't know if she's the brightest star in the sky. I'm just keeping it a buck because I don't give a fuck who it is. If you're an outsider, meaning like a boyfriend or like girl, if you ain't family and you just like, even if you are family, and you got me in all this fucking drama, you can eat a bag of dicks. I'm not fucking with you. Like, I don't understand what the fuck's going on either. Because if he is the main cause of this issue, he needs to fuck off. And she need to break up with that man. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck how much money he got. I don't give a damn executive or whatever. She need to say, eat a dick. Because he got her in all this fucking drama and potentially won't be able to do her show again that she made income off of and she has a career out of. That's fucked. Because from my understanding, she quit her regular job she had and gave up her previous career to do this show. So now she ends up with no show. What the fuck is she going to do? I mean, she has a platform. She's pretty big. But like, I doubt she wants to do anything else besides sit down with Alexandria and talk some shit about the Glock got down 9,000 and sucking dick and fucking and get paid that way instead of doing some other bullshit or starting a new show. Because that's going to be a lot of more work. You know what I'm saying? So I hope the best for them regardless. I do truly do hope they, you know, be smart and come back together and reconcile. I think it'll be a little awkward at first probably, but I think they could do it. No matter what Sophia said, that they're best friends at the end of the day and that's not going to change it. You know, all this shit's not going to change anything. So I don't see why not, you know, they couldn't just fix it. I don't see why they couldn't. Next on to some more podcast news. My man Joe Rogan signed a Spotify deal, licensing deal, and what I'm seeing is worth $100 million. I'm smiling because that's just big overall. I got excited. Like, I signed the fucking contract because I felt the same way when Joe Budden Podcast signed their contract. It's always fun for me and interesting and exciting to see the podcast movement going forward. And when I mean that, I mean signing, you know, exclusive deals with Spotify, signing any deal, becoming part of a network. It's awesome to see that shit, because like I said earlier, a lot of people do this shit for free. A lot. Not even just, I said locally, but all over the world. I'm in so many podcast groups on Facebook and all these places on social media. I'm in these groups of people who are just like, fuck, I've been doing this for 10 years for free. I've been doing this for how many years for free? I'm in my 1,000th episode and I haven't got paid a dollar. You know what I'm saying? So it's nice to see people get paid for what, you know, for their content, for what they do. And I know Joe been getting paid. Joe Rogan been getting paid anyways. But there's something special about when he says, hey, I'm taking my shit off YouTube, my full form episodes off of YouTube. I'm putting that bitch on Spotify with the video. You got to have some balls. You got to have some motherfucking balls to do that shit. And a lot of people been in comments. A lot of people been saying on social media, oh, I'm not going to listen to it anymore. He lost a listener. Fuck off. If he gets Elon Musk on again, your ass going to download that Spotify app. If he get any, I mean, he didn't have countless fucking guests on and I couldn't even fucking, like, I can name them, but like, there's no point because everyone knows Joe Rogan is motherfucking top dog. So you cannot fucking sit here and tell me my man going to Spotify is going to change anything. Like, he's going to lose a significant amount of listeners. I don't think he is. I think people are going to bitch and complain, but they're going to download that motherfucking app. They're going to download that Spotify app. Especially, they're going to have video on that motherfucker. Come on now. You got to be fucking drunk. You got to be fucking drunk. Tell me you're not going to listen to that shit. I'm going to listen to that shit. I already got Spotify because Joe Budden. So, it ain't shit to me. The taking it off YouTube is a big deal because YouTube is the biggest video platform in the world. I mean, who the fuck would think to take your content off YouTube and move to another platform? A lot of people don't do that. He's making a big statement in saying that. What he's saying is, fuck you, YouTube. I'm tired of you motherfuckers trying to fuck with me and my content. So I'm moving my shit somewhere else. YouTube gonna take a little L off that. They gonna take a little L because my man averages millions of views, has millions of subscribers. He brings so much traction to the channel. So, I mean, to the platform. So I think they're going to take a step back and look at that. They're going to be like, what the fuck? Because they need it. You know, they don't need it, but like they need Joe Rogan on their shit. They need that shit. So for the fact that they even fucked with him in the first place, like demonetizing some of his episodes or, you know, striking some of his content, just because he's so big and it's Joe Rogan doesn't mean he can just break any guidelines. But at the same time, like, it's a fucking podcast. You're not going to, how are you going to put guidelines on a fucking podcast? It blows my mind that any of these goddamn platforms, even Spotify, even, because I believe someone asked a representative or some executive there how that's going to work, since Joe Rogan can be controversial sometimes in his statements and the guests he has on, you know, just like one Alex Jones, like, you know, Eddie Bravo, having these people on who say controversial and conspiracy theorist people, they have all these people on. So Spotify's like, no matter what, he's still going to follow certain guidelines. And I'm like, dude, just fuck off with those guidelines. Like, if no one's on the bitch saying nothing fucking outlandishly, like, threatening or crazy, then fuck off. Like, I don't understand how you're going to censor words or censor information. Like, it's just opinions and thoughts. How are you going to censor that? I don't understand that. I never will. I never have. I don't get it. I mean, even the people we get mad about, people who are homophobic and racist and they're like, they need to be canceled. I'm not saying they shouldn't be canceled. I'm just saying you can't censor thought. You can't censor opinions. You can't censor people. Like, that's just, you can't do that. I mean, I get it if they're saying, you know, hate speech and they're saying shit that's not right and it's offensive, but at the same time, you gotta let people be people. Like, don't fucking listen to them. If you don't like what someone tweets, don't fucking follow them. Mute them. Block them. Simple as that. If you don't like a guest that Joe Rogan has, don't listen to it. That's just me, though. I'm not gonna go out of my way to scream for them to be canceled or say they need to be fucking banned on any platforms or anything like that. So it's interesting to me when YouTube do, or has at least, banned some channels or strike someone's content and shit. Like, they go out their way to try to do that, and it's just so weird because I feel like no matter what, it's a weird little, you know, thing going on. Because how can you ban one person, not ban this other guy? And how can you, you know, do all that? Because I remember when they had the Twitter executives on Joe Rogan, And I remember that was a big discussion. It's like, how are you going to ban someone's account for saying this, but you're not going to ban this person's account for saying that? And it's so much shit. And I'm like, at the end of the day, just fucking don't do nothing. Like, unless it's literally harmful to someone, or unless it's you know, going to cause harm to someone, or it's going to, you know, potentially start some shit that can cause harm to someone, I don't know, then don't say shit. No matter what it is. I don't think you can just cancel them out or fucking try to censor it. That's just my opinion. And then with podcasting, such a long form conversation, and they're supposed to be very informative, they're supposed to be where people get their information about anything you can fucking think of, I don't think you can censor that. And I don't think there's a way to censor that. That's the hardest thing in the fucking world. So just don't do it. And I don't think Spotify is going to say shit to Joe Rogan. I would be appalled, amazed, shocked, every fucking word you can think of, if Joe Rogan released an episode on their platform, whenever that is, end of the year, into next year, and the motherfuckers try to edit anything, take anything out, I guarantee fucking to you, it maybe not be in the contract, but I guarantee verbally it was agreed on that if you fuck with his show, that something was going to happen. And it may be in the contract, who knows, but there will never be public information or public information released about that, because I'm confident that Joe Rogan left YouTube for that reason. So I doubt Spotify is going to fuck with them, because Joe Budden podcast is a good example. That's a 3-hour fucking conversation you got between Maul, Rory, and Joe Budden and Parks. And they say all kind of crazy shit. And I ain't never heard one time Joe Budden said that they edited something out or they had to take it down or something. They say all kind of shit. So I doubt they're going to do anything at all. But it's big, though. It's very big. I'm excited. I'm ready to see what happens. I didn't know Spotify was getting into that video platform shit. So the fact that they're doing that and they are kind of announcing it with Joe Rogan is a big fucking deal. They're going to get a lot of motherfucking downloads. They're going to get a lot of attention. They got a lot of attention right now. I heard the stock market went up. Like, hey, shout out to Joe Rogan. Shout out to Spotify. And shout out to any podcaster or content creator out there. Keep hustling, bro. Joe Rogan been getting that bag, but now he getting that real bag. You know what I'm saying? Now he's evolving even more, which I didn't even think he could. Shit, I'm watching him the other day, and I'm just like, dude, it's amazing to me. And this is something very small, and it's very minor, but just as someone who creates content, I'm like, damn, has he never thought about, I don't know how long he's had his current setup. It's been for a while, some years. I'm just like, damn, is he ever going to change anything in that studio? Is he ever going to, you know, maybe, because I know he used to have the Jimi Hendrix fucking thing behind him, and now it's an American flag. I'm like, is he ever going to just change that? I don't mean just anything, because I was just like, damn, bro, he's had the same setup for this long and had millions of fucking listeners. Like, me, naturally, I just want to change shit sometimes off of, just because I'm like, oh, it's a new year, or I've had this for this long, let me evolve, let me change it. So I was just thinking that the other day. I'm like, damn, bro, the fact that he just stayed the fucking same, stayed, you know, persistent. I wouldn't say persistent, sorry, consistent in his content, and just consistent in the guests and everything. It's amazing. So shout out to Joe Rogan, and it's a shout out to any content creator, and shout out to Spotify. I'll say it again, because it's changing the game, and people don't realize it's changing the podcast game for people like me, for people like anybody, because future contracts, future dealings with companies, we're going to be able to look at those deals and look at these contracts getting signed now and saying, hey, motherfucker, nah, you ain't going to do that, because I, you know, caught your ass. We ain't doing that shit. Lastly, and I say lastly because, man, this is going to be something else. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, my man was released a few weeks ago, so it ain't really new news, but I got to talk about this shit because a lot of people got opinions on that shit, and I don't really like the opinions, you know what I'm saying? So, okay, Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm taking a deep breath on this, because I don't think a lot of people going to agree with me on this, because, okay, my man snitched. Understandable. I get it. At the same time, realize what the fuck was going on. I feel like a lot of people, pop culture and within the media, are portraying this as if the motherfucker was in a car with a group of friends, they got pulled over, and he snitched on everybody, and it was just like for nothing. Now, I will say, I do not think he should be free. I do think he should still be in prison. I do think he should. I mean, he has consequences right now, but I think they should be probably more severe, because no matter what, he had played a big part in what the fuck was going on within the Treyway shit or the Trey Nines or Nine Trey, I should say, Bloods. And I think people are just looking at it and not understanding how controversial and in-depth all that shit was. It was bad. And I re-listened to all the interviews. I didn't listen to all the wiretaps. It was fucking bad. And the FBI was investigating that Blood Gang specifically for 5 years. So I think Tekashi was just icing on the cake. And the fact that he snitched the next day, it didn't even take a few weeks to break him, the next day, it just shows, no matter what anyone has to say, yes, he snitched, but he was never living by the street code in the first place. And I don't know why people expected him to live by the street code. I don't know why everyone's like calling him a rat and everything. Like, I get why, but I'm saying, why waste your time? Why waste your breath? Because no matter what, he doesn't give a fuck. He's doing what the fuck he wants to do. And if you listen back to his old Breakfast Club interviews, he stated, I'm the only rapper who does what the fuck they want to do. Name another rapper who does whatever the fuck they want to do. If I want to go on Instagram and tell people to suck my dick, I do it. If I go on Instagram and threaten people and tell them fuck off and talk shit to any, like he's doing right now, he's talking shit to Snoop Dogg. Who the fuck does that? Why? Why the fuck would you talk shit to Snoop Dogg out of all people? He's doing what the fuck he wants, and people are giving him attention, and it's just blowing him up even more. Calling him a rat, and he's in the music video. He got a little rat fucking face on him. Come on now. Why? And then this is my thing, though. All these people are saying all this shit about him and just wasting their time and their breath. And I'm just like, look, dude, at the end of the day, that gang specifically, that group of people, the Shoddy, Harv, all them niggas, Mel Murder, they went out. I don't want to sought him out. I don't want to say they, you know. I do want to say that, though. They sought him out. They came together. There was a fucking mutual agreement of, we're going to protect you. You're going to pay us. We're going to help your image by making you seem more, I don't want to say gangster or thuggish, but that's what it is. We're going to help you create this image that you can't be touched. We're going to be able to help you go on Instagram and tell people suck your dick all day, and nothing will happen to you. And they accomplished that, because nothing actually happened to him. He said it himself, that no one can touch me. And the only person that fucked with him was someone within the gang. So someone close to him. So what he said multiple times, no one outside of this group or gang and nobody can fuck with me. And he was right. He's still right. Ain't nobody did shit to him. That's why I'm confused. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, act like, oh, morally, like, oh my God, he snitched up, I would never. And he's such a bitch. He a rat. How does anyone even support him? And I'm like, hold on for a second, bro. Street code, I get it. I'm not a street nigga, but I get it. I understand the no snitching policy. I get it. I understand it. I believe. So I also, in saying that, I also understand that if a man go on social media and tell all these rappers that go on their songs and also put out an image that they can't be touched and they rough and tough, and he telling them suck his dick and they ain't doing shit, the fuck? I'm just saying, bro. Where's the street code now? Where's the street code? And then him telling everybody suck his dick. Where the street code and all the people around him robbing him. I mean, horribly taking money, like just taking so much money from him, trying to plan to get him murdered. Also leaking, or was about to leak news to TMZ. They were doing just as worse as he was. From his point of view, he basically said, I'm feeding all these niggas. Instead of having real security guards, I said, no, fuck that. I'm going to give you the money. I'm going to give you money. You be my security guard. So he got all these people protecting him that are gang members and paying them money, feeding them so they can feed their families. And then come to find out, they all on the phone, wiretap, on the motherfucking phone talking about, yeah, we need to violate him. Yeah, we need to do this to him. Yeah, trying to figure out where his whereabouts, kidnapping him and shit. And everyone's like, oh, he snitched on him, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yes, he snitched, but it's not like the motherfuckers was just completely innocent of any wrongdoing. He is a snitch. I'm just saying it's fact, but what I'm trying to say is it's deeper than that. That's all I'm trying to say. And I feel like people just want to label him a snitch because everybody else saying, and it's cool to say, and it's cool to hate on him and shit. And I'm not the biggest fan of him because he is a fucking drama queen. He does fucking start drama, and he calls the shit, and I ain't a big fan of that. I like a troll. I like trolls. I crack me the fuck up. He makes me laugh. He's entertaining. But I'm not in any way going to support the nigga. But I just think it's odd that we have vast majority of these people calling him a snitch and shit that ain't never even committed a fucking crime in their life, that ain't never even did shit in their life to be over here, oh, no snitching, no snitching. Okay, nigga, no snitching. But what the fuck if, like, if you got put in that position, what the fuck would you do? You telling me somebody say, hey, yeah, you got 50 years to life. What the fuck are you going to do? I'm just asking. I don't know what the fuck I would do, honestly. So that's my point. All these motherfuckers over here, then they never committed any fucking type of crime besides maybe smoking a little weed when they was younger or petty thieves type shit. Ain't really did not a goddamn thing on motherfucking social media. Oh, this nigga ain't snitching, bro. I ain't never snitching my fucking life. This nigga snitching, he a bitch. Okay. All right. So what would you do then? What the fuck would you do? You tell me, then call him a snitch. Because frankly, I don't fucking know. So I ain't got shit. I don't fucking know. Or what I do know is I'm going to feel some type of way if a motherfucker on the phone talking about killing me and stealing money from me, I'm going to feel some type of way. I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck did y'all expect to happen. They took a non-street nigga, put him in the streets, and got him on social media telling people, suck my dick, fuck you, fuck your mama. Cussing people out, causing drama, causing problems. Everyone can look into his history. They knew the motherfucker was never in the streets. And they're like, oh, he's snitching. Oh, you surprised. You're surprised. Okay. All right. There was more shit going on than him just snitching. That's my big fucking thing here. It's deeper than that. There was way more shit going on to lead all the way up to him fucking snitching. Him snitching was the final thing. And then one thing I do want to say that it doesn't sit right with me, because I'm from what I'm hearing from the gang members that it did not get arrested, is that he did put some people in prison by snitching that didn't deserve it, or he didn't even fucking even know. So that's where my problem lands. But I'm talking about for somebody like Shotty. And from what my understanding, Shotty always been a snake. Always been a grimy nigga. That's all I've been hearing. They say, nigga, look, he grimy and he will steal from you. He will rob you. And he did also a lot of the provoking and telling 6ix9ine to go do this, go do that, go on Instagram, tell this person, suck your dick. And there was drama with him and other people because he would go on social media defending 6ix9ine. And there was also beef between Shotty and Harv. So they in the same gang, and there was all this beef within the gang. They on the phone talking to each other, talking shit about each other, other people. And everybody basically was fighting over 6ix9ine. Everybody was fighting over his image. It wasn't over 6ix9ine himself. It was because the money he was bringing in, the life they were living. You bringing niggas from out the street to giving them thousands of fucking dollars, traveling all over the world, doing shit they ain't never thought they would ever do. Now they fighting over an image, over a person, over his income, over his fucking jewelry. I mean, all everything under the fucking sun. So it's an unfortunate fucking situation. I say that much. But I just wish people who are not involved in the streets and never have been, quit acting like they would never snitch in their life, and quit acting like they fucking have any knowledge or anything to do with the streets. I only have some bit of little knowledge about really what the street code is, because I understand it, but then again, I don't all the way. So in saying that, I'm not going to go out of my way to be fucking calling him a snitch everywhere and just following the fucking crowd and just bashing the nigga on social media, because frankly, I don't give a fuck. And what's interesting to me, very interesting, is niggas like Adam22, Charlamagne God, all these people acting like they don't even want to discuss what's going on with him. And they just want to talk shit about him. And I'm like, you two motherfuckers is the one that gave him the platform, especially Charlamagne the God. The Breakfast Club interviews with him, 19 million, 14 million. They gave that nigga the biggest fucking platform in hip hop twice. They gave him two opportunities to troll for hours. Two opportunities to troll, talk most shit, to do the fuck he, the shit he does on Instagram in long form. And now Charlamagne the guy act like he just on some fucking moral high, like, oh, I don't even want to talk about it, you know. Shut, come on, bro. And I fuck with Charlamagne the guy heavy. I mean, you see the books right by my head. I bought both the nigga books. I fuck with Charlamagne the guy heavy. I mean, I really do. But it doesn't really quite sit with me the best way when motherfuckers is on here acting like they just came and discuss him. They don't want to. And they won't even say his name type shit. When it's like, come on, dude. Come on. Even Joe Budden. I'm listening to Joe Budden podcast today. They don't even really say his fucking name. And I'm like, y'all were feeding into all that shit before he snitched. But now it's not cool because he snitched. And it's like, no matter what, the whole fucking time he was trolling. The whole fucking time he was telling people to suck his dick. The whole fucking time. Like, you can see this happening from the jump. How could you not see it happening from the jump? There's so much information out there of what went on. There's so much fucking wiretaps. And this is one story I want to say that I feel like the public and the media has every goddamn detail. You can even listen to him confessing in court, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to take any recording devices or cell phones in the courtroom in New York, I believe. And you can listen to a motherfucker snitching. You can listen to the shit live on YouTube. So I'm just like, how the fuck does everyone have this information and still trying to act like, who, oh, you don't want to talk about it? Or I'm like, come on, bro. And when you realize it's deeper than that, then you'll kind of have a different opinion. You won't just fucking act like you can't even say his name and you just don't even give him attention and shit like that. Shouldn't have been giving him attention in the fucking first place. That's my thing. Shouldn't have gave him any fucking attention in the first place. If you live by the street code and shit, you shouldn't have been listening to him in the fucking first place. You shouldn't even been talking about him in general in the fucking first place. If you live by this so-called street code. Because he was breaking that street code from the jump. Because it was obvious that he was not a street nigga. There's cases filed against him for sexual charges. Sexual assault, I believe. Or some like rape or something. So why the fuck were you giving him attention anyways? Because now look at him. The motherfucker is, no matter what, and that's the crazy thing, no matter what, all these people talking shit, all these people supposedly hate him and he a rat, but this motherfucker's still on Billboard. This motherfucker's still getting millions of views on Instagram, millions of likes and shit. So he's doing what he did before he fucking went to prison. And that's what he said. I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do, and I'm the only rapper to do it. And unfortunately, he right. And last thing I want to fucking say that blew my mind. You listen to his last Breakfast Club interview. This nigga said, I fear two fucking things in my life. God and the FBI. So for a nigga that says, I fear God and the FBI, and those are my two biggest fears, what the fuck make you think he wasn't going to snitch? Just by that interview, you should have known. And it was on the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, DJ Envy, Angelique allowed that man on there. And they allowed him to go on there and basically say, I'm a snitch. Because anyone who says their two biggest fears are God and the FBI, what the fuck you mean? Duh. I mean, obviously everyone fears the federal government. They fear the FBI. But like his two biggest fears is God and the FBI. And he was talking about how the feds was kind of watching him and shit. He was, man, come on, bro. You knew that. I knew that. Like, you knew that was going to happen. Everybody knew that was going to happen. But now it happened. Everyone's just like, fucking that shot. Come on, bro. But I'm going to wrap it up there. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I got to eat. My girlfriend got to eat. Because if she don't, I'm going to get my ass beat probably. Because, you know, when your girlfriend hungry, then that means you hungry. And if she hungry and you not hungry, she going to beat your ass. And if she ain't ate all day, then you better go. You better go go look for some help. Because I don't know about y'all, but a girl that's hungry, a girl on an empty stomach is O.J. Simpson with a knife. I'm just saying, bro. So I'm gonna wrap this motherfucker up because, I ain't trying to get fucked up. But I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. If you guys do enjoy me being just on here by myself, please let me know. I don't get no feedback. I've always said that because I don't know why. I don't know why people listen to this show. It's a good amount of people listen to this fucking show to this day, which blows my mind. I'm thankful for it. I'm always thankful for it. I'm always just like, damn, I really have a podcast. People really still listen to it. But I don't get no feedback. I don't get nobody, bro. Nobody out of fucking the listeners I get, nobody fucking say, hey, man, like the episode. Or, hey, could you do some more by yourself? That's pretty cool. I like it. Something. I don't fucking know. Something. Please. God damn. If you've been listening to this show 2 years now and you ain't said nothing to me, you ain't said, hey, man, I really like this episode, or this episode is my favorite, or what you said here was pretty funny, or I like this or something, then what the fuck you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You ain't helping me out. You helped me by listening. But I'm just asking, a little extra step just to let me know. Because I ain't trying to put out shit the motherfuckers ain't going to listen to. That's my point. You know, I like making content. Don't get me wrong. But if you enjoy the show, I don't want to fucking put out shit you don't want to listen to. So if you don't like hearing me talk to somebody off the fucking street all the time, and you don't like hearing me talk to certain fucking people, or just people in general, every fucking episode, just let a nigga know. Because guess what? I can do this more often. Because trust me, I love talking. As everyone should know, I love talking. So to be allowed to sit here by myself and talk makes it even fucking better. So hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Please go follow AT_podcasting on Instagram. Please go watch this. If you're just listening, go watch it on YouTube, Alex Taylor Productions. It will pop up on your ass quick. Alex Taylor Productions on YouTube. Go watch it and listen to it. Do both, because then you get my face and my expressions and shit. And that's even better. All right. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.